What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Landing on the Plains. I'm Chandler Wooten. Man, I am extremely excited about this podcast. I've been wanting to do this podcast for a minute now. And I'm very appreciative of everyone who's helped along the way thus far. And I'm extremely excited to get this thing started. And so before we get into that, I kind of just want to share my story, share my journey, and how I became an Auburn Tiger and why I grew to love Auburn so much. It'll all go back to starting in high school for me, just the recruiting process. Coming out of high school, I was a 3-star. I was a 4-star on a couple websites, but mainly I was a 3-star. And just starting out in high school, I started as a freshman coming out of high school. And so it was the highest classification in the state of Georgia. And it was some really big boy football. And so stepping into that kind of football at 14 years old, it was very eye-opening for me. And it allowed me to play some really good players, play with some really good players. And so just that experience led me to getting an offer after my freshman year. And that's where it all started for me. I'll never forget. It was just like yesterday. I walked into my coach's office and he told me to stand up straight, to shake the coach's hand firm and to talk with some bass in my voice. And I had no idea what was going on. I thought I was in trouble. And he looked at me and he was like, Penn State wants to offer you. And from that day forward, everything for me just changed. Like I said, this is after my freshman year. And so from that day forward, I was just locked in and focused on becoming a better player, becoming a better person, making sure I was doing all the little things right. And that eventually carried over for me as I continued my career later down the line. That process in high school ended up allowing me to become an Under Armour All-American and to go on and play with the best players in the country. And so just that that game really showed me that I really belong. And that, for me, transitioned into the next phase for me, which was Auburn University. And so for me, that recruitment process was really crazy because it was a point for me. I almost committed to Clemson. That ended up deteriorating for me. I was very high on Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, so many different schools around the South because I knew I wanted to stay in the South and wanted to stay pretty close to home for me, just so my family could be able to come to see me, so I could be able to go home and things like that. But Auburn was always so special, man. Every time I stepped on campus, I knew that Auburn was special. And people say that if you love Auburn, that Auburn would love you back. And I'm a testimony of that. I came to Auburn when I was 17 years old. I enrolled early out of high school. And so I arrived in the spring of 2017. And my freshman year was just crazy. That was the year we went to the SEC championship game. And we beat 2 number one teams in a span of 3 weeks. And for that to be my freshman year, there was a whirlwind. It was a lot going on. It was a lot of big games, especially on campus. And so for that to be my first year, I really got a really good taste of what SEC football, what Auburn football, what the Auburn family was all about. And so for me, that propelled me into my next year. And I ended up playing a little bit more, starting some games as a Sam linebacker and just trying to contribute where I could. And so I feel like I was getting better and getting better and getting better. And I came upon my junior year and I was really thinking this was going to be the year for me. And I had a phenomenal spring. 2019, my junior year, going into my junior year, I had a phenomenal spring, playing the best football of my life. And in the spring game, I tear my MCL. And so it was a major setback for me. It was a lot of adversity. And that season didn't really go as I planned. And so heading into my senior year, I'm still at Auburn. And I know this is my senior year and this is my last year to make it count. This is my last year to ultimately fulfill my dreams and go to the NFL, which was my dream, which was my goal since I was 8 years old. And so going into the year, I trained as hard as I ever did. And obviously we all know that COVID happened and that was a major setback on its own. And the day after the world shut down, I found out I was going to be a father of my first son. And everything for me just changed. And so that ultimately led me to opting out in 2020. And so for me, that was probably the most adverse time in my football career, especially being at Auburn, just because football was everything to me. It still is everything to me. And so just not to have that football, not to have the game to fall back on. Football was my safe place. And so I knew that if no matter what was going on in the world, I could fall back on football. Football was going to be there for me, whether I was training, playing, watching film, just the entire process of being great. I had football there to fall back on. And so for the first time in my life, football was no longer there. It was no longer an option. And so I opted out just due to the safety and health concerns that were surrounding the unknown. And it came with a lot of backlash from some fans, from, you know, some certain people. But I just knew I was doing it for the right reasons. I knew I was doing it for my family. And so I would do it again if I could. Absolutely, I would do it again if I could in a heartbeat. And so, I decided to sit out in 2020, and I became my own trainer. I became my own dietitian. I became my own everything because you opted out. You can't go on campus. You cannot go to meetings. You can't use the facilities to work out. You can't do none of that because, like I said, you opted out. And so, yeah, I had to get a gym membership. Right next to my apartment, I got a Planet Fitness membership, and I would go there every single morning at 6 a.m, and I would work out. And then I would go to the rec on campus every single day around 1 or 2 o'clock with one of my former teammates, Malcolm Askew, who also opted out. And so he was my best friend. He was the best man at my wedding. And so when we were opted out together, we decided to continue to train together. And so honestly, that point in my life, that was probably the turning point for me because I could have did one of two things. I could either continue to push forward or I could, you know, say this is enough. The odds of me making it to the NFL at this point are very unlikely. Up until this point, I had not had that breakout season that, you know, you would need to, you know, ultimately feel like you need to fulfill your dreams. And so I'm still in this place of waiting. I'm in this place of uncertainty and a lot going on. And so obviously it was a coaching change at the end of that season. And so I'm coming back. And another thing people don't know is I was contemplating, you know, ultimately deciding to go somewhere else because it was a lot going on. We're changing coaching staffs. Things weren't going my way. But I ultimately decided that I love Auburn so much, and this is where I'm supposed to be, right? This is where I'm supposed to be. My future wife is there. This is where my son was born at, you know? I love the people that's around the program. I love the people here. I love my teammates. And so I decided to come back to Auburn and, you know, go for one more run, go for one more ride. And it was the best decision I made in my life because 2021, although it wasn't the biggest success on the field, it was a success. I don't mean to say it in a way that, you know, I'm just thinking about myself, but it was major personal growth for myself. It was a big year for me in personal growth just because I came back after being gone for 20 months, you know, not playing football, and became a team captain, unanimous team captain, voted on by my teammates. And for me, that was a great honor, right? Just because I had been gone for so long. And so for me to come back and get right back in the fold and my teammates to recognize me as a leader and recognize me as a voice of the team, it meant a lot to me. And so I didn't take that role lightly. And yeah, becoming a team captain is honestly one of my greatest achievements so far in my life. And so, yeah, just becoming a team captain my senior year and going out and having nearly 100 tackles and ultimately have success on the field, it was a really full circle moment for me. And having my son there at every single game, every single home game, you know, was very special for me. And so, yeah, it was kind of like a storybook ending for me to end my career that way at Auburn, just because I love that place so much. And I know that a lot of people there love me as well. And so that led me to ultimately going through the draft process and was ultimately able to go to Arizona and start my rookie year there and go to end up having a great preseason my rookie year and then being able to stick around, right? And so ultimately that's what you want to do when you get to the NFL. I just knew I wanted to get my foot in the door. And as long as I get my foot in the door, I knew I could take care of the rest. And so and ultimately ended up getting the call from Carolina 6 weeks into my rookie year to come and sign to the active roster. And I ended up spending the next 3 years there. And so very grateful for my journey and everybody who was a part of it. And with that being said, man, I had an incredible time at Auburn. And I'm very appreciative of everybody who played a part in my journey. And so with that being said, I'm very excited about starting this podcast because I wanted to be able to give a player perspective on all things Auburn football, right? Just because I was able to walk that walk, talk that talk, and really live out that story, and really live out the career, and live out that what I felt like my purpose was, and which was being an Auburn football player. And so I'm very excited about this. And moving forward, what you can look forward to with this podcast is a breakdown on all things Auburn football, day to day, week to week, game to game. You can look forward to interviews. Wanted to give a platform for my former teammates, other former players, a space for them to share their stories and their journeys as well. There's a lot that people aren't able to see, right? A lot of behind the scenes, what's going on in the locker room, the ups, the downs, and everything in between. How to prepare from Sunday to Saturday, just how to go from that post-game process and how it translates and flows into the next week, what it really takes to go from the spring into the summertime, and how the summer workouts look, and how fall camp translates into the season. One major thing I did learn at Auburn, though, was how to fight through adversity. I went through a lot when I was at Auburn, a lot of ups and the downs. I shared a little bit about them in my story a little bit earlier, but we'll get into some more exclusive stories as we go along, and I'm very excited about that. But Auburn really taught me how to fight through adversity. Auburn taught me about brotherhood. Auburn taught me about what real love was, because like I said earlier, if you love Auburn, Auburn will love you back, and I'm a testimony of that. And so I've met so many incredible people along the way, and when they say Auburn is family, the Auburn family, it's no joke, and it's not just a saying. And like I said, I really lived it. And so I'm very excited for this podcast. I'm very excited about where it's going to go. And like I said, to share a player perspective on the insights of Auburn football and what's to come and what you guys can look forward to. If you rock with this episode, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And make sure you stay tapped in. Next episode, we'll be digging into what's come out of spring ball. We'll talk about the offense, the defense, and I'll get into my thoughts on head coach Alex Goldish. This is Landing on the Plains, and we're just getting started. I'll catch y'all next time.